Welcome into ABQ Connect. Our first guest with Focus on the Family, Glenn Stanton. Glenn, welcome in.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be with you. I appreciate it.
Well, let me set this up because our audience is going to get to know your content very well. And even today, get to know you, God willing, a little bit better. We hope to have Glenn on as a regular guest. For those who tune in to Friday's show, you know regularly you can count on an update from the Heritage Foundation with Genevieve Wood in our Friday financial update, which, by the way, that today with Brian Cochran is going to cover all 8,000 pages of that bill that just passed. No, not quite. It'll be the Reader's Digest version, but things you might want to know. So stick with us later in the show for that. Glenn, in our second segment today, we're going to look at why Focus on the Family believes Obergefell must be struck down. And for those who don't know what that is, stay with us, and we will cover that area from the culture family section of Daily Citizen, which, by the way, go to thedailycitizen.org. Follow along with us as we walk through exactly what that is. But before we get to finding out more about the Daily Citizen, Glenn, if you could, you know, we've had you on before, but maybe a little more depth. Let us know what brought you to the Daily Citizen and Focus on the Family and kind of your walk through and into ministry.
Well, no, and I appreciate that question. I am one of the guys here at Focus that has been here for a good while. I grew up in Florida. I'm a Florida boy, but moved out to Colorado Springs in 1993. Focus had just moved to Colorado, and I joined them then, and I joined to do research for our public policy team and for Dr. Dobson, and did that for decades, and, you know, continued to do that for Jim Daly, doing research for him. But I'm the director of family formation studies at Focus on the Family. And so I'm studying the family from a sociological, anthropological, and theological perspective. But I also write sometimes for the Daily Citizen. The research that I do and the things that I study, I write there. And the Daily Citizen team is a fantastic team of writers who come in every day thinking about what Christians need to know about from the daily headlines and just offering insight, facts, information, insight, and then a biblical worldview on those things. And that's the work that Daily Citizen does. But like I said, I've been here since 1993, have been here ever since and love it. And I love the people of Focus on the Family. I love the employees that I get to work with. I love the leadership and love the work that we do. And we have the great opportunity to be able to be on radio shows like yours and share those insights with people all across the country. So I'm super stoked and happy to be able to visit Albuquerque through this show.
Yeah, and really, you're just our neighbor, you know, just up I-25. And wow, 1993 to Colorado Springs. I happen to have been through there not long after that. And since then, and wow, have you seen that community grow?
Oh my goodness. Like, yeah, this town has just really expanded. And what's so funny is like where there are neighborhoods now, I remember like that was just prairie or just forest, you know? But this town has grown, and it's grown because it's a beautiful town and Focus on the Family. We love being here. But yeah, we see growth, and growth is good.
Well, let's walk our listener into the website at thedailycitizen.org. I'm there now. If you go to the website, you're going to see, opportunity to subscribe. There's a weekly newsletter. Explain what the DC morning headlines, what people will find there.
Yeah, that is something that we call the morning gaggle. And basically, it's just a summary of Daily Citizen articles, but also other news stories that are relevant to Christians and, you know, conservatives who are interested in what's happening in the culture. And that comes to your inbox every morning. It's, you know, usually there 8:30, 9 o'clock. And it is just a summary of news stories that we are following that we find interesting. And, you know, basically it's just a news roundup that is free. We offer that. Our team puts it together. And then it offers a number of, you know, important focus resources that are related to each of the stories that we're highlighting. But we highlight 10 news stories a day. You get that in your inbox. It's succinct. It's summarized. And we have links to the articles. And it's like super convenient. And that is a labor of love that we do every day here at Daily Citizen and at Focus on the Family.
And Glenn, whether it's the DC Morning Headlines or the weekly newsletter, how important is it for the KLYT listener, people in general, maybe more specifically, the Christian community, to get this information? What, you know, what is the why?
Well, it's hard to keep up with what's going on. And I think most people, you know, even if they're not politically motivated and, you know, really, really dialed in, they want to know what's going on in the world. And they also want help knowing what we should be concerned about. You know, we get inundated from so many different angles, and we need help knowing what it is we should pay attention to. And that's exactly the eye that we have when we create this morning news alert, the morning gaggle, which we call it. We're highlighting the stories that we think, you know, good, committed Christians, followers of Focus on the Family, should be interested in and are interested in. And so it pares down all the noise, all the disparate voices and all the things clamoring for your attention. And it says that if you want to be a, you know, a decently informed Christian, knowing what's going on in the world, these are the 10 stories that you should be paying attention to, and they will help you understand the world as it is today. And again, that comes to your inbox weekdays. We don't do it on the weekend, but Monday through Friday, you get that. And it's just a super easy read and a super easy overview of the critical stories highlighting news issues that are relevant to Christians and people who care about the family and the things that God cares about.
Yeah. And in that, you know, I hear you say things that, you know, the things that Christians care about and the areas where we are inundated. And if you go to the next tab on Daily Citizen, which again, it's thedailycitizen.org, under categories, you find culture, life, religious freedom, and sexuality, which of course, if you click on those, you'll find more resources. Speaking of resources, the next tab, parenting resources. And under that, very interesting to find this when I watched the dropdown this morning, Glenn. Here's a list of parenting resources: LGBT pride, you know, how to have those conversations, homosexuality, sexuality in marriage, and transgender. You know, obviously very, you know, all of that very linked, and it is something that is, you know, for Focus on the Family to have those as the four topics under parenting resources. Wow, Glenn, are our kids being inundated?
Well, they are. And it's, and you look at that list and, like, you know, we talk about, like, why do we have to talk about these things all the time? And we have to talk about them all the time because our kids are being inundated by these topics. I mean, it's not like we just woke up one morning and said, hey, let's start talking about issues of homosexuality and LGBT stuff. We're having to talk about it because we are getting fire hosed on this stuff from all kinds of different angles. And parents, unfortunately, they need to be aware of these things because, you know what? Your kids are learning about it through social media, through television, through radio, on the internet, and they're learning about it in school. And parents need to know how to discern these things, navigate these things, and help tell their kids the truth of, you know, God's ideal for what it means to be male and female and what he intends for family and sexuality and all of those things. So yeah, we have to dive into a number of things that we wish we didn't have to talk about and explore, but the culture is going there and we're not going to shrink from discussing those things. We want to hold up a flashlight, a North Star, to help people understand, parents and grandparents, to understand how we should think correctly about these topics in light of just basic common truth, but also in light of God's word as well.
Very cool. And what a great setup as we put a bow on this segment and head towards segment two. Glenn, can you stay with us through the break?
I would love to. I got nothing better to do than to talk to you guys. So that's good.
Okay. Well, and if you would, Glenn, set us up for what we're going to be covering. And this next segment will be the typical segment that Glenn and I will share together most Fridays. There'll be some Fridays where we might have a full hour of another content. But for the most part, Fridays, in the second segment of ABQ Connect, you can count on hearing from Glenn and something from the Daily Citizen, which, again, is thedailycitizen.org. Glenn, what's coming up?
What we're going to talk about next is at the end of June, we noticed or noted, if you will, the 10th anniversary of the Supreme Court's Obergefell decision that was passed down June 26, 2015. And I want to talk about that and why that's a concern and why that Obergefell decision, which was the decision that legalized same-sex marriage in all of the 50 states, why that needs to be overturned. And that's what we're going to discuss.
All right. We'll get to it right after the break on ABQ Connect. Well, if you just joined us, we're in the midst of a conversation with Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family and The Daily Citizen. TheDailyCitizen.org during our segment each week is where we hope to drive you to find the information that's important to your family, you and your family. And you know, not only that, your sphere of influence, opportunity to share the things that you're finding at The Daily Citizen. And as Glenn mentioned, as we finished our first segment, we're going to be looking at an article that he wrote. The headline on it, Why Focus on the Family Believes Obergefell Must Be Struck Down. And you mentioned the 10th anniversary of this landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision that radically defined, I'm reading directly from your article, defined marriage and the family by nationalizing the de-sexing of both. And in the article, Glenn, you bring up a list of four compelling reasons why this Supreme Court decision must be struck down. And let me say this going into it, for those who would say, okay, well, that's good luck with that. There was another pretty major Supreme Court decision that was recently overturned by the current Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade. And I would hope that not more than the confidence you get by what the Lord can do through the work of his people, but, you know, just to see that had happened, the overturn of this decision is something that could equally happen. Would you agree, Glenn?
Absolutely, it could happen, and it needs to happen. And we do not harbor any illusions that overturning a major Supreme Court decision is easy work. It's not easy work. It's hard work. The overturning of Roe versus Wade, the decision that gave us legalized abortion in all 50 states throughout the entire time of pregnancy, that took about 50 years to overturn. But Christians were relentless and faithful. They went to Washington and marched every year calling for the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And our position is we have to do the same thing on Obergefell. Obergefell, the decision that radically redefined marriage to say that marriage is no longer about male and female, that has been pushed upon us as a people. And just as Roe v. Wade was overturned, Obergefell needs to be overturned. And the first step is realizing how bad the law is. It is bad law. It's unconstitutional law. And, you know, how do we overturn the Supreme Court decisions? And why do they need to be overturned? They need to be overturned because they're bad law and because they do bad things to our country and our understanding of basically just what it means to be human. And so Obergefell and Roe v. Wade are very different decisions, but they're very similar in that they attack a very important part of what God has given us. Life with Roe v. Wade and marriage as a union between the two parts of humanity, male and female, in Obergefell. And so Christians have an absolute responsibility to be dialed into these topics and understand why such a decision from the United States Supreme Court must be overturned. And that's what we'll talk about today.
Okay. So first, the fact that this decision neutered our legal conception of what it means to be human. Can you dive into that?
Yeah. And that's the real first reason. Obergefell basically de-sexed or degendered marriage. You know, normal people don't usually talk like that, but that's exactly what it did. It said that at the institution of marriage, and that's the other thing that we need to understand. The argument for same-sex marriage was the argument for the same-sex family. Those two things always go together. And what Obergefell said is that any two people can get married. They don't have to be male and female. They can be male and male. They can be female and female. What that does is, and I would say, first of all, ladies, you know, think about that. Obergefell said you are not essential for the family. It says that to men as well. Men, you are not essential for the family. That the work that you do as men, the work that you do as women, as mothers and fathers, are just merely preferential, a choice like chocolate or vanilla ice cream. That is the first major reason why Obergefell must be overturned, because it desexes the family. It erases essentially the value and the importance of male and female. Now, this is another thing that we all know about the transgender movement. What most people do not know is that Obergefell was handed down at the end of June 2015. Now, I always ask people to think about this. When was it that Olympian Bruce Jenner appeared on the cover of Vanity Fair as the new Caitlyn? You know, he switched from a man to a woman, and he appeared on the cover of Vanity Fair, and we were all supposed to salute and be so thankful that he found his authentic self as Caitlin. That launched the modern transgender movement. To think about, when did those two things happen? They happened within literally hours of each other. When the Obergefell decision was handed down at the end of June in 2015, Vanity Fair was sending out its July edition of its magazine with Bruce Jenner on the cover and the announcement of the transgender movement. Those two things went together, and that is not mere coincidence.
Very intentional. Very intentional. Yes. Gets us through the first compelling reason why this needs to be overturned. And just so you know where we are, Glenn, we got about 5 minutes to get through the next three.
You know what? We can do that easy.
Okay, let's jump into another reason it should be overturned, because it does a dramatic injustice to children. Are you listening to children? And how is it that it does that, Glenn?
Yeah, Obergefell and same-sex marriage basically denies every child that is touched by a same-sex family is intentionally and purposefully denied the love and care of that child's mother and father. Biology tells us every child that exists has a mother and a father. You don't get into humanity if you don't have a mother and a father. But same-sex families, by definition, by design, say, sorry, child, you don't get to have the love of your mother or father, because these two men or these two women want the kind of families that they want, and this is going to deny you your mother and father. That is immoral on every scale, and that's exactly what same-sex marriage does. So that's the second reason Obergefell must be overturned.
Okay. And, you know, the progressive left, the radical left, often goes to the rights of women. And I'm not even going to go into opening a whole nother can of worms in that area. But it does have to do, it is related to another reason why this needs to be overturned.
Yeah, the third reason is it fails to protect women. I mean, it is no coincidence that after Obergefell was passed and it said that women are not essential for marriage and not essential for the family, two fundamentally basic human institutions, it's no coincidence that men started then invading women's sports, invading women's locker rooms, invading women's bathrooms, and even their prison cells in prison. And this put women at great danger and just denies their own protection and modesty. It's just remarkable. And so, yes, it was men that argued largely for the passage of same-sex marriage. And one thing led to another. And when you erase the essential nature and importance of women for marriage and family, then womanhood, femininity loses all meaning. And that's, of course, why we have the trans movement. And men started in a misogynistic way, forcing their way into, again, like I said, women's sports, locker rooms, bathrooms, prisons, and all safe women's spaces. And so that's the third reason why Obergefell must be overturned.
All right. And, you know, you put aside our ideological beliefs when it comes to the Bible, and don't put it aside, but for this next point, you know, we're dealing with the secular court, the Supreme Court of the United States. The fourth reason why it needs to be overturned, and this might be the place that really makes it, I would think, a very real possibility that this could get overturned, is the fact that it is based on bad law. And conservative or not, I was going to say a non-biased judge, but good luck. But you know, someone who truly tries to define the, you know, divide the law, as it's based on a bad law, this there's some real hope here. Can you walk us through why, in your article, you would say that it is based on a bad law?
Yeah, in my article, I quote Justice Clarence Thomas, who in his dissent to Obergefell said that the court's decision today is at odds not only with the Constitution, but with the principles upon which our nation is built. And then he adds this indisputable fact: the majority invokes our Constitution in the name of a liberty, quote unquote, that the framers would not have recognized, to the detriment of the liberty that they sought to protect. I mean, anybody will tell you the right to redefine marriage, and that's exactly what the Obergefell court did. The right to redefine marriage is found nowhere in the Constitution. Marriage is a universal relationship between the two parts of humanity, male and female, and no institution has a right to redefine that. So the court, the Obergefell court in 2015, was way over their skis on this one and arrogantly thinking and saying that they can redefine what marriage is. And that's the other point we have to understand. This was a narrowly razor-thin decision, and Justice Kennedy was the one judge on that court that tipped it in favor of same-sex marriage. So no, this was a highly divided court on this topic. And that's another reason that shows us that it's very, very vulnerable to being overturned, because there wasn't clear agreement from the justices on the rightness and the constitutionality of redefining and radicalizing marriage.
Well, there you go. Listen, our guest has been Glenn Stanton with The Daily Citizen. Go to thedailycitizen.org. You'll find that article, Why Focus on the Family Believes Obergefell Must Be Struck Down. And to put a bow on this, Glenn, let's get some application. You know, underneath the article, it says, you know, these are the reasons why Focus on the Family is going to be, it strongly calls for the overturning. and we'll be working hard to achieve that end. Thank you, Focus on the Family. But to the listeners, some practical steps they can take, you know, including reaching out and being supportive of the efforts to Focus on the Family. Beyond that, is there anything else you'd encourage the listener to be doing?
I would say to pray for our leaders, pray for our legal leaders. Overturning Obergefell, overturning a Supreme Court decision is a legal effort. And we need bright judicial, you know, scholars who know how to do this. Like I said, it took Roe v. Wade 50 years to be overturned. This is going to be long, hard work for us. So I would just call on the Church of Christ to pray for brilliant legal minds to be smart and cunning in how they develop their strategies to be able to speak truth to the court. And then we need political leaders who will appoint the right kind of justices to our Supreme Court. And we're moving more in that direction, but not activist judges, but originalist judges who interpret the Constitution rather than putting new laws into
it. Yeah, very good. Glenn, thank you so much for your time. Really look forward to this in the coming weeks and a week from now. I'm looking forward to seeing what our next topic will be. Thanks for your time.
You bet, Steve. Good to be with you. Thanks.
All right. Don't miss the Heritage Foundation update with Genevieve Wood. It's coming up next on ABQ Connect.